Company on the U.S. Bioenergy, Hankinson, North Dakota, Public Convenience and Necessity informal hearing, and we're going to case number PU07752. I said Shoshone, but it's Shorestone Development. Shorestone. Isn't that right? Yep. Shorestone Development, yep. Master Meter Waiver Approval.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And Jerry Lean is here also from our staff. I'm Commissioner Susan Weefald, and Commissioners Tony Clark and Kevin Kramer are present here for this informal hearing. Staff member Jerry Lean is with us today from the Public Service Commission, and he has written a memo for the commission on this. And also, would you like to introduce yourself for the record?
My name is Dave Thompson, and I'm from Toman Engineering, representing Shorestone Development.
Thank you, Dave, for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, now, the commission had received one memo earlier, and now we have a new memo.
And
I mean, actually, it's a memo with some changed information that was distributed over lunchtime.
Yes, ma'am, and I would like to personally apologize to the commission. I mistakenly interpreted the load requirement for the AC, the air conditioning, part of the unit that I relayed to Jerry. And since, yesterday afternoon, I got the correct information to him, and that's how he corrected the memo. And I would, if I could just take a
sure
few
you can. Sure,
minutes
go right
here,
ahead.
I would really like to thank Jerry for all the work he did for us and my client. And he went above and beyond what he needed to do. And I just want to thank the commission for, having staff like this. Yeah.
I know he took a close look at this, and he was busy trying to do the calculations based on the information you'd provided. And then, of course, MDU, I understand, got involved with this as well.
And I also want to thank Larry from MDU. He also helped me very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I think what we should do is generally we have you lay out for us why you deserve this waiver.
Okay. What the developer would like to do, currently he's building a 44-unit apartment house in Mandan. And it's, just to give you a general location, it's over by the water park. What he would like to do as part of a marketing incentive to rent his place is he would like to offer the heating and cooling as part of the rent, and just as a marketing tool. And to have a single meter versus separate meters for each unit, and that's that is kind of his main goal, mm-hmm. to help him fill his apartment house.
Mm-hmm. And you indicated apparently in your information about $30,000 in wiring costs.
Yep.
Would save approximately that much. Would you like to go over that a bit?
I got that from the electrical contractor. It's mainly with the wiring of the separate meters for these units, instead of one big meter.
Yes.
And that was a figure that I got from the electrical contractor.
Right. And then the information that you provided yesterday now shows that there are additional annual energy cost savings of up to $9,000.
Yes, per year.
Per year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's based on having each apartment individually wired. Only the master metering would only be used for cooling and heating.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I don't have any questions.
I don't either.
Do you have any additional comments that you would like to make, Jerry?
Nothing beyond what's in the memo there.
Mm-hmm.
Staff recommendation is to approve.
All right. And I have no additional questions at this time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You should be able to act on it by the next meeting, huh?
You bet.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My own editorial
you.
Comment, as I always make in these. I don't like the rule to begin with. So anytime somebody can come up with a meet the standard and find it costs less, I'm all for it.
I like the rule. I like the rule, but I do think that there are certain situations when it is, as the rule says, that we can grant exceptions, and I think yours is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Super. Well,
right.
I appreciate the commission's time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that ends the informal hearing on PU07752. That ends the items before us. At this time, the commission will come together again at 4 o'clock for one more matter on the informal hearing schedule. Thank you.